is Laura with the Evan Show Talk Show. I was thinking about how the reason why podcasts are fun is, for me, it doesn't matter what I look like. I can just talk. And, you know, I could look really good right now. I could not look really good right now. And it's not about how I look. It's just about the thoughts in a person's head. And that's why I like it. I just feel like there's too much pressure all the time to look perfect. I spend too much of my time trying to look good for other people rather than just showing up for myself. And that's why I do this. So, you know, that's why. And I also really just like the fact that I don't really know if anyone is listening to this. It's not a lot of pressure, whether or not anyone listens to this. I like that. I again, feel like in our world of everyone trying to be famous on every form of social media, it's nice to just barely have anyone listening to you, you know? It's nice, because then there's nothing on the line. So, yeah, and that need to always be interesting, you know, that's what gets exhausting, is feeling like you always have to be interesting for somebody. I, right now, am in a house where there just happens to be nobody else in the house right now except animals, and it's very freeing, and it actually reminds me of when I was young. I was in fifth grade, living in Cobalt, Connecticut, and my favorite thing in the world was when everyone was out of the house. Maybe they were all out going for a walk or to the store or whatever, and I would be home, and I would turn on a record. It was usually like a classical music record. I remember there was a Mozart record we had, and I would just start dancing like a ballerina across the house. I didn't really know ballet that much, but whatever I knew, I just tried to do it, and I was just carried away by the music, and it was the most freeing thing in the world. And we lived in sort of this quiet street. I didn't really think about anybody looking at me through the window. There was nobody around. It was just very freeing. And that feeling, you know, of being that free, where you don't really, it doesn't matter, like nobody's watching you, but the fact that you can do whatever you want with your body and express yourself whatever way you want. It's like, right now I'm doing it with my voice, but to do that with your body and music, and it's like the most freeing thing in the world. It's like, it's wonderful. And I love people and I love being around people, but sometimes when I'm around people too much, I just forget. I forget what makes me happy. And I start doing whatever it is that I know will make everybody else happy, because that's who I am. I like to make people happy. But I have in the past tended to do that too much, and then I forget what I need to make me happy. So I don't know if you're like that, but, you know, I think it's in a way part of the human condition. You know, it's just sort of part of being a human being in a community. Like, we want to feel part of the community, and in order to do that, you have to make certain concessions, and you have to, like, be considerate and thoughtful, and, like, that's important, you know? And, yeah, community is important, but it's also just important to be able to be alone to a certain extent. Maybe not all the time, but to be able to have some peace being alone. Like, so yesterday I went for a walk, and I went for this walk just down to the beach, and it was this cold, gray, kind of depressing looking day, but I still was glad to be outside. But there was something about it being so cold, you know, and I was walking alone, and I started, my mind was like starting to go into sort of a negative place where I'm like, oh God, you know, what a ghastly day, and I'm getting my exercise, but this is just kind of cold and, like, just a cold, sort of heartless world, you know. You know, great, I'm getting my exercise, but what fun is this, you know? So, of course, you know, I called someone. So I'm walking along, and I'm calling and talking to someone. It feels better. It feels nice, but then I can barely hear them, and they can barely hear me because the wind is blowing so hard. Still, it was, you know, it was nice to talk to someone. But that feeling, it really is. It's hard to get used to that feeling of just accepting sometimes that you're alone, you know, and to enjoy it. It's hard sometimes. But I think if you can get past the negative part, if you can just sit with the negative part of being alone and you can just kind of make peace with it and realize, okay, it's not going to be it forever. It's not going to be cold and windy forever. Sometimes I'll be out on a walk and it'll be a gloriously sunny day and it'll be totally fine to be alone. You know, if you can just accept that, like if I had not called that person yesterday and just accepted that I was going on this walk alone in the cold and the wind, maybe I would have gone to some like deeper, more, you know, meaningful place, you know, where you, or maybe not, you know, but maybe I would have, where I felt like connected to the world and at peace with myself. And I think if you can get to that place where you're at peace with yourself, whether or not people are around you, you know, like you can just be enjoying yourself, whether or not people are there to, you know, relieve the boredom of being alone, then I think you really, if there's any kind of nirvana on earth, I think that's nirvana, you know, like just, well, the one thing I always need are animals. As long as I have animals around, I'm really never lonely. If I didn't have any animals, you know, if I didn't have any cats or dogs, no chickens, I don't have any anyway right now, but if I had nothing, I would still realize I could go outside, there are birds, there are even slugs, there are random deer walking by. Like, I would be happy just knowing that there were animals. That would make me feel happy. Like, I know it would. So, I think, yeah, making peace with loneliness, not loneliness, but being alone, really just makes you overall a happier person, you know. And for the most part, like, unless it's a really, really cold, blistery day like yesterday, like, I can handle a lot of time alone. And I think it's because I've spent most of my life being with people, you know, either family or married or kids, and I loved all those experiences, and you know, I love my kids, and I'm, you know, I enjoy when they're around, but I've spent so much time with people that it's like this part of my life is like I'm finally not only making peace with, but remembering what I used to enjoy naturally. Like I said, in fifth grade, I would naturally enjoy being alone sometimes. I didn't even have to force it, you know. And I think I'm finally coming back to that place where, you know, without feeling guilty about being alone, I think for some reason there's a lot of guilt around being alone. And I know a lot of it's societal guilt, like you should be married, you should have kids, you should do this, you should do that. Like, I've had all of that just sort of brainwashed into me, and, oh, you're going to die sooner, you know, you're going to die quicker if you don't have someone, if you're not married. Single people die younger. All this stuff is like, you know, sometimes marriage can make you die sooner. You know, sometimes the stress of trying to live with someone can drive a person to the brink. So I don't know if I buy that, you know, if you're single, you die younger business. As long as you have people that, when you do want to connect, you have people, you have friends, you have people that you love and you trust. And I don't think it's, I really have my doubts about that, you know. Maybe if you're single, alone, have no friends, never get out, no social life, nothing brings you joy, not even animals, then yeah, I could see how that might make you live a shorter life. But me, I'm not going to worry about that. All I know is I'm happier. And right now, I have peace. I have peace and quiet and time to think my own thoughts and not worry about what anyone thinks about my thoughts or judges about my thoughts. And my mind is quiet enough that I can actually listen to the little ideas and intuitions that I have without just squelching them, you know, because I know that so-and-so might not want to hear it, or someone, this other person might not agree with it, or, you know, I can actually listen to my own mind and my own ideas without worrying about what anyone else thinks. And that is amazing, you know? So, yeah. Sorry to go on and on and on and on and on about myself, but I say these things because I bet there might be somebody out there like me, you know, somebody out there like me who maybe doesn't get as much time to themselves, time to think, and maybe, like me, needs a good reminder sometimes that it is totally fine to be alone with your thoughts, and you're not going to turn into a crazy person to be alone with your thoughts. It's ridiculous. Our society is just ridiculous how it shames people about that. All right, that's my rant and preaching of the day with my low, low voice from being a teacher for years and a single parent for years. And I learned that having a low voice makes you sound like you have more authority. So that's what I do, is I tend to speak with a low voice. It's my defense mechanism, I guess you could say. That's what I do. So sue me for it. Whatever. I didn't care. Goodbye. Love you. Adios. Farewell. Ta-ta.